The General Assembly is now voting on the draft resolution.
It's been many years in the making, but the very first global treaty on the arms trade has finally been passed. At stake is the tighter control of conventional arms and weapons, which it's hoped will make it harder for human rights abusers to lay their hands on them. The 193-nation UN General Assembly voted overwhelmingly in favour. Only Syria, North Korea and Iran voted no. Iran and North Korea are under an arms embargo on account of their nuclear programs. Syria relies on arms from Russia and Iran. China and Russia, which are both major arms producers, both abstained. The US is the world's biggest arms exporter, but voted in favour. The treaty is seen as a feather in the cap of US President Barack Obama, who got behind it when elected back in 2009.